Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on your podcast platform. On this Thoughtful Thursday, we're going to be going over our Monday episode, the Curiously Question element of the SPACE acronym in our Leader of Leaders series. Please join us starting at the beginning of the series a few weeks ago and listen to us talking about setting clear expectations, personalizing the support, and accepting your role. And then each Thursday, we kind of go into a little bit more depth in some questions from you, the listener, that you posed to us on Instagram and in our DMs. We got a couple of questions on this one that kind of align with each other. And I remember reading these and thinking, yeah, why didn't we cover that? And the questions were really all centered around, what about the are there times when you shouldn't curiously question? Are there times when you shouldn't, you know, when you should be schooling them, or you should be telling them that what they did was wrong, or that you can do it better, or that whatever it is, instead of asking them on what happened or how they got there. And absolutely, of course, there are times to do this, but we definitely did not go over that on Monday's episode. So, what do you think, Lorenzo? Tell me about a time when where the questioning can be put aside for the moment, and you just have to kind of tell them what's what.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been times in my career where that's happened. I can think of immediately a few times when, like, you know, a leader maybe had lost their cool with somebody, and instead of having a good conversation or a challenging conversation, was asking somebody to do something, and then they were what some would call maybe insubordinate or not doing what they wanted them to do. And then the back and forth ensued. And instead of taking, you know, the leadership role and stepping aside and allowing themselves to calm down, got in the mix and had a back and forth with someone. And yes, I think in those types of situations, I'm not going to go into discovery mode as to, so walk me through word for word what happened and how did they push your buttons? Like, that wasn't good. That should not have happened. That cannot happen again. Let's be very clear about the expectation. And now let's move forward onto how do we make this right? And what are the things that need to be done right now to make sure that it stops? You know, like those are situations like that can happen. But then I also think from an expectation standpoint, there are times where things are very clear expectation wise, things were supposed to be done. And I'll leave all the legal health and safety things out of it, but just from a day-to-day operations, week-to-week operations, things are expected to be in by a deadline for these types of reasons, preparation, whatever that might be, where there's been a history of repetitive behavior and the leader has shown the ability to get it done and then they don't do it. Like, those are times, I think, as well, when a conversation should just be had without the curiosity of the questions.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'll even take it a step further and say that I don't think it even needs a pattern. I think these situations can be used to set expectations and to let your people know what things are not non-negotiables to you, what things are not acceptable to you, even if it is the very first time. In fact, even more so on the very first time, because it could be done with a grain of salt. It doesn't have to be an uncomfortable conversation. And I'll give you a perfect example of this. I remember having conversations with my dad when I would mess up, when I would do something that I shouldn't have done, and the why, why did you do this? Well, then why? And at the end of the day, looking back on it, what he wanted me to say was something about my own character or my own motivation, right? So he wasn't looking at the factual, why did this not get done or why was this done a certain way? He wanted me to say one of a number of things. I was lazy. I didn't care. I make poor decisions. I'm an irresponsible teenager. Whatever it is, that's what he was going for. And when you're in a situation where you're talking to your people, if you're asking the questions where you know that is the only possible answer, is that they have to vocalize something about themselves that has nothing to do with the situation and is more about a character trait, all those questions serve to do is build the divide between you and your people. That it's not the appropriate time for doing that. You're not their parent and you're not their psychologist. You're their boss. You're their leader, and it needs to stay on the work related. But there's nothing wrong with saying instead of going through the questioning process of why did this happen? Well, then what were you thinking? What was your thought process? Those kind of things. Instead, it's just, okay, I get it. Just so you know, going forward, this is the expectation. It's that when there's deadline, the expectation is done on this day, or that on the day before, you let me know why it won't be done on this day and what day it will be done on. And that's a very it's a matter of fact. It sets the tone for what is acceptable to you and what is not. And if it's done correctly on the very first time that something like that happens, it doesn't have to be dwelled on. No, the person's not thinking, oh my God, I've messed up a whole bunch of times. They're thinking, okay, this person sets the expectation. This is the way it has to go. And you're A, less likely to encounter the problem in the future. And B, you're not asking for anything that is not achievable. So it's not, when I set a deadline, it's expected on this day. It's when I set a deadline, it's expected on this day, or communication is expected the day before to let me know why it's not happening and when it's going to, what got in the way, because things do happen. You know, I think this happens often with leaders where they go down this path and they're trying to wrap their head around something that isn't wrappable. They're trying to be able to understand someone on an emotional or human basis that is not understandable simply because they don't have the relationship to do it with that person yet. They haven't built that trust or that level of trust in the relationship. And so what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is where have you seen this from your people? Have you had people report to you who do this often, where they go down this pathway of asking questions that really shouldn't be asked? Or have you had a situation where you were asked these questions from a leader and it just didn't go well? All it did was kind of serve to hurt the relationship between you and them. So I want to ask you that, but first I want to give it up to Word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, where has this gone wrong for you? Either something that's happened to you personally or something that you've seen when the person curiously questioning should have just kind of, intentionally stated and left the questions for things they actually didn't know the answer to.
I probably see this play out the most, and it causes the most amount of frustration when you have something where you have a pretty consistent history of either performance or the proper behavior, meaning that, like, hey, let's say that you're in sales and for the last, two quarters, three quarters, the last year, like, you've made your sales quota every single week, or like, you've just done a really, really good, consistent job at a thing. And then you have an off week or an off month where you didn't do it. And somebody says, like, well, hey, Chris, what happened last week? You know what I mean? Like, we sold less than we were supposed to.
Right.
That's what happened last week. Because, and it's like that type of like fake curiosity or asking of the question, I think that's what frustrates people, is like, well, let me see here. Like, I've been doing this thing for a really long time and I've been really good at it and I do it consistently. And then last week I just so happened didn't do it as well as I normally do. And now you're questioning me as if I it wasn't a good week. I didn't do it. Something didn't happen. It didn't, like, but it's like that, I think, is the thing that is the most frustrating in these types of spaces where you get those types of questions where it's almost kind of a, it almost disrespects the amount of consistent work that you've done previously. And it makes you really infuriated around, like, do you think I'm a different person? Do you think that I'm not approaching my work the same way that I have been? And especially in from a leadership standpoint, is like, I've been leading the same way and finding the success over this period of time. And like, your question makes it seem as if I don't care anymore. I don't want to do this. So I think that those are the times for me where I see it as, I see it happen. It's happened to me, and I see leaders sometimes do it without even thinking. And not realizing what the underlying kind of claim is when you even ask a question like that.
Right, right. A person you and I both know very well, Gil Dennis, who was on our guest interview series a few weeks ago. I saw him do this with somebody once in a store where he was asked, what happened last week, because the results, the performance, were just not up to par. But usually they are, and they had been for several weeks in a row, and then, a week happened and it just didn't go well. And the person who was in the store asking the question, they literally said, what happened last week? And he very quickly shot back with, I just wasn't a good leader this week. I was last week, but not this week. And it was his way of saying, Do you understand the question you're asking me right now? Because it's exactly what you just said. Is the implication is that I used to do something well, and I no longer did because of an anomaly or something that occurred. Now, if the results are poor over and over again, week after week, month after month, then you have a conversation about what the results are. But it's never a, what happened here last year? That never gets said. You sit down and you have a conversation with somebody about the quarter as a whole, and it becomes a more formal thing. But to just walk in and nonchalantly say, you know, what happened, the implication is a lot more than what you might think it is. And I've been on the receiving end of this where the person who said it to me, they did it almost jokingly. Like they added an air of jokingness to it, but there's an underlying seriousness to it. It's almost like they want to disarm it. They don't want to actually say, Chris, what happened here last week? You know, but they want to jokingly say it in the hopes that maybe you're going to answer it. And it's like, when I see people even attempting to answer that, all they're doing is playing into the, you don't have an answer. It's not a real question, so don't even try to answer it. Call out the person who's asking it and ask them what they actually want to know. Or if they think is there an answer here that would satisfy what your curiosity is? Like, short of me saying, the wrecking ball hit the side of the building and we were closed for a week. That's what happened here. You know, if it's a real answer like that, sure. But if someone is, if you're a leader and you're questioning someone's abilities or their leadership or their performance on a very small window of time, especially if there is a history of positive performance, take a step back and don't even ask the question. It is not appropriate.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.